today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Is your church helping to take the gospel around the world? We're going to be talking about that today in our series about characteristics of a good church, characteristics of how a church ought to be, and things that the church ought to have. And so we're going to be dealing with that today as we consider His Word. Thanks for joining us today. Do you have your little prayer journal? We have a little prayer journal that we give away. This is a little notebook that'll fit in your shirt pocket, fits easily into a purse or something like that, where you can write down prayer requests. I take mine to church with me on Wednesday night, and as the prayer requests come in, I write them down and make a list and pray for them every day. I would love to get one of these prayer journals to you. Just write to us. You can contact me directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Give us your address and where you've heard this broadcast, and we'll get one out to you just as quickly as can. We're not charging you anything. And listen, I'm going to make you this promise. I'm not going to flood your mailbox full of mail. I'm not going to flood your email inbox full of email. We just want to hear from you and get one of these prayer journals into your hand. You can also go to the website at considerhisword.org. And there's a place that says contact us. You can just write on that and click on that and write to us from there. And while you're at the website, in this series that we're in right now, you can hear all of the messages in this series as we put them together. And we've got maybe just a couple more. You can go back and hear all of them if you'd like to. So you can contact us through the website, or you can just contact us by snail mail, as they call it. In fact, most of the requests we get is through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. And give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. I'd like to ask you one more thing, is that you would pray for us and pray for this ministry. Pray that God would continue to provide for this ministry over the next year. We're looking at next year, 2020 already, and looking at how God is going to fund this ministry. So if you can help us out, we'd appreciate that so much. And we're going to be working on some gifts and things as we approach the end of the year. And so stay tuned for that. We'll be telling you more about that later. Today I want to begin in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. This is a passage of Scripture that is known as the Great Commission. Now notice it was toward the end of the book of Matthew. It was after the resurrection. Jesus had been crucified. He had been buried and had risen from the dead. This is one of the meetings he had with the disciples. In fact, it was the last meeting that he had with his disciples just before he ascended. And so Matthew 28, beginning in verse 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." And the book ends with Amen. This is called the Great Commission. It has four very important parts, and all of it is the Great Commission. Now, let me back up just a little bit. We've been talking about characteristics of a good church. If you're looking for a church, what are the things you should look for? You should look for a church where God is glorified, a place where God is truly loved, a place where people are loved, a place where the gospel is preached, a place where the Bible is taught, and the Bible is the textbook of that church. And if they're being obedient to the Word of God, they will be obedient to the Great Commission. In the Great Commission, we see these things. To go and make disciples. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. It means to go and make disciples. Go win people to Jesus Christ. Matthew said it this way. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the church ought to be a place where the Great Commission is obeyed, where they teach about the Great Commission and do the Great Commission. The second thing he said was that to baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, to make sure that they're baptized. We believe in baptism by immersion, and believers' baptism. Now, remember, baptism is not to be saved. Baptism comes after salvation. It's the first step of obedience in obeying what Jesus told us, presenting a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and what has happened in your own heart. And then he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's discipleship, and that's teaching people how to live for God and how to do what God says and to be able to study the Word of God for their own and pray on their own and be faithful to the house of God and just grow in the Lord so that they come to a point where they can teach others as well. And the Great Commission keeps on going and keeps on going and keeps on going. Now, God also gave us the plan for the Great Commission. And this is so important. And this is one of the things that you really should look for in a church, that they're covering all of the parts of the Great Commission, but they also are obeying the plan of the Great Commission. You go over to Acts chapter 1:8, and it's a very similar verse in many ways. And Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when we talk about Jerusalem, we're talking about our own hometown. What is your church doing to reach out to people to give them the gospel? Now, I know many churches say, well, we open our doors every Sunday morning and they can come in and hear the gospel. You got to do more than that. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say sit and wait for them to come in. So how are you getting out into the community? In some places, churches go door to door, and that's a great thing. In some places, they get involved in civic activities, things that are going on in their town. You know, I love when churches are able to get involved in parades and things like that and can tell people about the gospel of Christ right in their hometown. Some churches, hey, look at the foreign field as a mission field and neglect their own hometown. And I believe Jerusalem represents that hometown. For us, it represents the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. Would you pray for us? In the next few months, we're going to have many opportunities. We're going to be getting involved in many things to help get the gospel even to this community here. They said, both in Judea. Now, he didn't say do one and to do the next. You do them at the same time. Now, Judea, I believe, represents your immediate area. It could be your county, could be your state, something of that nature. Maybe even your own country, if you want to think of it that way. But the gospel keeps going out. What are you doing to help people start churches in America? Guys who are going to small towns or going to big towns and trying to plant a church, are you helping them or are you doing it yourself? You know, the Great Commission is not just helping, it's also doing. Maybe God has laid an area on your heart, a city on your heart. And you're praying for that city. And maybe it's time for you to go to that city yourself. And then he said to go into Samaria. Now, we can look at this in a couple of different ways. Some say that Samaria would be a country next by. Samaria would have been just north of Judea. But also, not only would it be a country nearby, now, obviously for us in America, it might be Canada and Mexico, the Caribbean islands, places like that. But also it may suggest other cultures, because you see, Samaria was a whole nother culture and reaching these other cultures for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said to go to the uttermost part of the world. Every part of the world should hear the gospel. A great missionary once said, "Why should anyone hear the gospel twice before everyone has heard it at least once?" And it's so important that we take the gospel to the whole world. Now, there's several ways that you can do that. And if you read through the scripture, you'll find all of these there. One of the ways is to go yourself. Has God called you to be a missionary, maybe to your own town, or perhaps to a foreign country? Halfway around the world, we have missionaries all over the world taking the gospel, and I'm thankful for them. Our church here supports 13 missionaries all around the world. In fact, we have a missionary on every continent. We've made that as a goal, and we've been able to reach that goal. And we support these missionaries. We know these missionaries. We don't send our money to an organization. We send our money to the missionaries. Many of them have a board where we'll help handle their funds. And we want to support the missionary, not just some organization. And so we, Great Commission goes to the world. You can go yourself. You can give. You can help other missionaries. You could help this ministry. You can help missionaries all over the world. And there's so many ways that you can do that. The best way is through your own local church. That church that you belong to is supporting missionaries. Now, again, I'm not saying support an organization. Supporting missionaries, men and women who are taking the gospel, doing the work, building churches. If you can't go and it's a struggle for you to give, you can always pray. When we were raising our children, we would pray for a different missionary every night. We would have a missions conference in our church, and we would gather together missionary prayer cards. And every night, one of the children would go and pull down a card, and we would pray for that missionary. And so pray for your missionaries all over the world. Pray that God would provide for them and that God would use them. And the gospel is being preached. The Great Commission is being obeyed in your church. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Join us next time as we open the scripture and consider His word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy, word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.